It's time now for Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Alice is the movie reviewer at the Greenville Herald Banner and us here at KETR. Hi, Alice. How are you today?
Just fine.
And what do you have for us this week?
Three movies. Two of them I did interviews on, so I really got involved with. One is No Escape, one is Mistress America, and the other is called Digging for Fire.
I've not heard of any of those. So.
Okay, well, No Escape is opening today, and it's really a big studio movie with action star kind of a surprise as Owen Wilson. You do not expect him to be the one. You know, he's mostly been in comedies. And he plays a fellow named Jack Dwyer, who, with his family from Austin, Texas, has taken a job in some unnamed Southwest Asian country. It looks like Laos or Thailand or whatever. I think they actually filmed in Thailand. Anyway, so he's got his wife, who's played by Lake Bell, and his two young daughters, and they get to this town, the place they're going to live, and they're staying in a hotel, and then just a few hours later, the prime minister is assassinated, and the whole country is in civil war. The rest of the movie is them trying to save their lives because Americans are the targets of these very angry guerrilla fighters and thugs and marauding militants in the streets. And so it's really exciting and scary and especially even traumatic to watch because these two little girls are in all this danger too. And they're once on top of a building where all the Americans are herded on top of this hotel. And the only way to get away is to jump to the other building next door. Well, the kids are too little. They can't jump. So they hurl them through the air. And it's, you know, a pretty scary thing. And the movie has been criticized because of the way that it's kind of simplified about what the battle and what the whole thing is about and how, you know, white people good and everybody else bad. But actually, all it is just one big harrowing, violent adventure. And I, you know, recommend it on that. Although it's, when they talk about white knuckle, I mean, this is the real thing. This is some scary stuff to watch.
I have actually heard of this one, but I wasn't giving it a lot of credit because of Owen Wilson, quite honestly.
Yeah, what's he doing there? Yeah, he's believable. And Lake Bell, not a real well-known actress. She actually makes movies, sometimes directs, but they seem like a real, you know, settled married couple, very believable in it. They're doing anything to save their kids. So it's worth a trip to the movies. It's not the regular thing.
What's next?
Okay, Mistress America is a movie by a girl who is a woman. She's 32 years old, and she's already written two movies. She did one called Frances Ha and then Mistress America, and she also starred in both of these. They were co-written by her boyfriend, Noah Baumbach, who's been making movies for probably 20 years now, and I had met him before a really long time ago. And this is like ultimate art house, but this time I think it's almost a crossover because it is such a good comedy, and I think an awful lot of people could relate to it and get the, it's not so, many of them are so New York kind of people that are, you know, not anybody you'd really ever know, but this is pretty, pretty funny. Well, what happens, the plot of it is that Greta plays this girl named Brooke, who is 30 years old and is living in Times Square, and she can just about seems to have the whole world on a string. She can do anything. And her father is getting ready to marry this girl named Tracy, who's a freshman in college. Tracy's played by Lola Kirk. The parents are going to get married, so they're going to be stepsisters. And so they decide to meet, and they just instantly bond. And Tracy is in her first year of college and is just lost in New York and doesn't have any friends and is so lonesome. So she just sort of follows Greta around like a puppy dog. And Greta is, the Greta character, by the way, is called Brooke, is a getting that confused. She teaches spinning, you know, bicycle spinning. She is a tutor to junior high kids. She is an interior designer. She's trying to open a combination restaurant, hair salon, and art gallery. She is just, she gets up and sings with the band. She just can do anything. Seems so confident. But then you start to realize maybe her confidence in her lifestyle. She's just running from one thing to another. Maybe she's pretty insecure. But anyway, everything just gets hilarious, and it turns into an ultimate screwball comedy when they take a road trip to Greenwich, Connecticut, and they go visit Brooke's ex-friend, her ex-fiance, and her ex-cat. And the woman, her ex-friend, is called Mimi Claire, and Mimi Claire is hosting a book club meeting, and they crash into that, and it's just so bizarre and funny that you can't describe it. It's just hilarious. So I recommend this really highly, Mistress America. And then Digging for Fire, this is interesting because it's on iTunes. It's released today, and it's also on iTunes today. And it's a small enough movie that they are not trying to make it. You know, that doesn't cost a lot to make the money back. So they're real happy they're doing it this way. Jake Johnson, who's on New Girl on TV, is the star. And he also co-wrote the movie with a fellow named Joe Swanberg, who directed. He plays a character, Jake is Tim. And Tim is married to Lee, who's played by Rosemary DeWitt. And they're staying at their house, sitting at a place way in the Malibu Hills, this fabulous house. And she goes off for the weekend to see her sister and takes their child. They have this cute child who's played by Swanberg's actual son, Jude Swanberg, and he's three, and he's so cute. While she's gone, he starts kind of excavating on this hill, and he finds a gun and a bone, and he decides there's been a murder committed. He's supposed to be doing their taxes while she's gone, but he gets all involved with that. But then he stops and invites all his buddies over, and he cooks steaks and has the friends over. And then this next group shows up, and they've got drugs and booze and extra girls, and it turns into this wild weekend event. And the wife has an adventure of her own that concerns Orlando Bloom, who's in the movie too. But anyway, there's just Anna Kendrick is in this, Brie Larson, just a huge cast. It's very talky and an ensemble piece, and they actually did almost all of it improvisation. Both Jake Johnson and his friend, Steve Berg, who were in for interviews, got their start in the improv in L.A., and so they're used to doing that. But they only had like three pages of an outline, and then they sort of made up all their own parts. But it's really entertaining. It's a dark comedy with some dramatic bits.
Well, are those all the movies?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me this week.
You've been listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese on your station, 88.9 KETR. You can hear Alice every Friday during All Things Considered at 4:50 and 5:50 p.m. And if you don't get the chance to listen to her here, you can check her out online at KETR.org.